flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
From big upsets to game-winning drives, the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. The FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same-game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today and get started with $200 in bonus bets. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Make this playoff season unforgettable with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as expected, we did not get to everything we wanted to. We haven't talked about the Bills, Broncos, or the Steelers, Ravens. We haven't even discussed Ohio State, Texas.
No.
Much less Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Jack Sawyer, who... God. Probably got laid 19 times over the weekend and will never buy a single thing again in Columbus.
So we will get to all that. Good thing we have a full week of shows.
Yeah.
We'll get to a lot of that tomorrow. A couple things I wanted to point out about the final two games we haven't discussed. One is the touchdown from Bo Nix to Troy Franklin.
Yes.
As you well know.
The only good thing that happened to Denver all game.
Those are former Ducks.
Yes.
Did you know that that is the first ever rookie quarterback to rookie wide receiver touchdown in playoff history?
I was blown away by
really?
That. I
yeah.
thought when they said it that they got the stat wrong and they meant rookies from the same school.
Correct.
No, any rookie to rookie,
any rookie
in the playoff
rookie.
Ever.
No. Yep.
That's right.
Really?
That's
yeah.
right. That's what
oh
they said. Because I thought everybody thought the same thing. It's like, wait, they left out the part where their team
went to the same college, yeah.
But
I
no.
I am... floored. I would have bet you any. I literally would have bet $1,000 that that stat was horse bleep.
Would you still?
No, but I just I did not hear that, and I am having a hard time processing that.
We also have the audio of the doink. Now Will Lutz of the Broncos doinked one.
Yes.
We also have the more sort of the more high profile doink was the Zane Gonzalez doink.
Yeah, Zane Gonzalez doink was the divisional doink.
Yeah, that went yes, that went in.
Yeah. Although if you doink on the inside, oh my goodness.
Here we go.
Yeah, we got 10-10 now.
Gave it right back.
Fumble touchdown, Minnesota.
Man, let's Vikings. See though, LA saying it wasn't a fumble.
Well,
it sure looked
that.
Like a fumble.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, when you doink on the inside, that usually goes in. But,
yeah.
you know, it's still some dramatics.
Here is the Brazilian call. Of the Will Lutz doink.
Olho nela, Will Lutz! No pau! A bola explode na trave! E os Bills vão ao intervalo vencendo por 10-7. No pau a bola do Lutz!
É tão raro acertar na trave, caras, que dizem que devia valer ponto. Mas obviamente não vale. Will Lutz erra o field goal.
What do you think?
I can't get enough. Have we now discovered that it's no... I always thought the Spanish calls were the best. Do we need to move on from the Spanish calls and get to the Portuguese?
Is Portuguese the greatest language on earth? That was incredible.
It's phenomenal.
NFL Brasil.
I love it. By the way, this does appear that Stafford shuffled.
He was trying to pass it?
No, this is a shovel pass. This isn't a fumble.
Okay. Yeah, because he that's what he's trying to do.
Yes, this is, and there
but
is a guy there.
But it kind of looks like a fumble, though.
No, that's going to be a shovel pass, I bet.
Let's see what they say here.
We'll get the official rule. Yeah, incomplete.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why Stafford knew it. He flung it forward. Mm. So, suck it, Minnesota.
Yeah, in your face, Vikings boy.
Well, I got a little money on this, so all of a sudden I'm a Rams fan. Let's go.
Well, so does Buckley. But yeah, he bet on Minnesota.
He's on the wrong side of it.
I am right now. I'm also on some Puka Nacua props. So that's
by the way, we need to take the sad when he does the Will Lutz. That needs to be a drop.
Yeah, I was listening to that the first time. I'm like, there might be two or three drops in there. I
got to do Nala Will Lutz.
I love
what is Lupau? Is that doink?
No good.
No good.
Explode na trave. E os Bills vão ao intervalo vencendo por 10-7. Lupau! A bola do
Lance. I think we need that. The Lupau!
Tá na trave, cara. Que dizem que devia valer ponto, mas obviamente não vale. Will Lutz erra o field goal.
Yeah, that guy's whatever.
That's good stuff.
Hey, send that to me, because all my jiu-jitsu instructors are all Brazilian, so I can take it to them and be like, it'll be the strangest day. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need you to translate this for me. You know, I know the Will Lutz part, but I'm going to need you to figure out what the rest of this is.
Last thing I want to tell you was the Ravens rushing for 298 yards.
Yeah.
That was the 8th all-time highest rushing total for a team in a playoff game. The playoff record is 382.
Yeah.
Set by the your Bears in 1940 in the championship game.
1940?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They beat the Redskins 73-0.
That
in the championship.
I didn't know that. In 1940, that all the NFL teams combined scored 73 points. I thought every game back then was like 3-2, and someone had to lose an eye and fracture a skull.
So what's interesting about that game, so this got me down a rabbit hole yesterday,
yeah.
Or maybe it was Saturday. I was watching that game, and I was looking at that. The Bears, so this is 1940, they won 73-0, but both teams had 17 first downs. How does that happen?
I don't know.
I want you to describe how that game goes down. They both had 17 first downs, and one team won 73-0.
Oh, I guess the bend but don't break defense? Either that or, I guess the other, I'm assuming that you just scored so much, you just kept giving them the ball, and then they would get a first down or two, and then.
Well, the Bears, again, the Bears won. They had 382 rush yards. Sid Luckman threw four passes in the game, in the whole game. He completed three of them. They also got 8 interceptions.
Yeah, I was gonna say that'd be some turnovers.
8.
Well, to be fair, that might have been the first time that the Redskins had ever attempted the forward pass.
Yeah,
we have this new thing we're gonna try out. It's called throwing the ball.
Apparently, it was 5 different quarterbacks too.
Good lord, 5.
None of them could throw.
How do you have 5 quarterbacks?
I don't know.
Boy, the olden days.
It was Thunderdome.
Dude, if I had a time machine, I would 100% go back and watch like early turn of the century professional sports. Just you imagine sitting there like in your suit and tie. There's like 500 people in the stands. You know, and you're just sitting there watching. You're like, oh my God, leather helmets. 3 guys die on the field.
All right, let's move on to the club. We'll get to more football stuff tomorrow.
And let me state for the record, I do feel bad for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fan base.
Yeah, that'll be in the notes to talk about tomorrow. Right. They have 6 straight playoff losses.
Yeah.
And the great Nick Taylor, the Canadian who won the Sony Open, has more playoff wins than the Steelers by a level of 3 since 2016.
And to not just lose, but to get...
Because I'm sure you're watching this.
Clearly. To get pantsed... Or de-pantsed the way against your arch rival.
You know what they are? They're the Blazers of the NFL.
Yes.
Just kind of, they're not going anywhere, but they're just kind of.
The problem is that your coach, you put together crappy rosters, but you have a coach that's good and elevates you to 9-10 wins, but you can't do anything with that.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to follow up on something we talked about in the news. Very scary COVID news. Well, I mean. It's not scary, but it's kind of wild.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I have wild COVID news.
I want it.
To kick off the club next on The Fan.